Janet Hoff and the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for tonight, mainly clear, a low of 59. Governor Walker says he's not going to dwell on the details surrounding the end of his presidential campaign. He spoke to the media for the first time today since ending his campaign during a stop in Beaver Dam.
My statement about the decision I made to get out of the campaign speaks for itself on Monday. I'm not going to go back in time and reassess anything else. For me, people want a leader who's looking forward, not backwards, and I'm looking forward.
The governor says he's happy to be back to his day job by physically being in the state and is focused on being the governor for the next 3 years. He ruled out a 2018 run for U.S. Senate, but brushed off questions about seeking a third term for governor. The governor also said he's not ready to say yet whether he will appoint a replacement for State Supreme Court Justice Patrick Crooks, who died earlier this week. Another potential mayoral candidate has decided to step away from the race in Kenosha. Rob Zerban released a statement this afternoon saying after visiting thousands of homes in Kenosha and after careful consideration and deliberation, he has decided not to run for mayor to return to a more private life with his wife. Zerban unsuccessfully ran twice against 1st District Congressman Paul Ryan. Zerban's exit leaves former Mayor John Antaramian as the only announced candidate. Another potential candidate, Tom Fulmer, left the race after a confrontation with a family member resulted in his arrest. Mayor Keith Bosman announced earlier this year he would not seek re-election. A brown deer man is being held in the Racine County Jail after being arrested, allegedly trying to take delivery of a large amount of high-grade marijuana. Racine County Sheriff Christopher Schmeling says local authorities were told more than 18 pounds of pot with a street value of about $120,000 was being shipped to the area from California in a vehicle being transported by semi. 45-year-old Corey Thompson was arrested by the Racine County Metro Drug Unit when he tried to take delivery of the vehicle. Schmeling says the investigation was a collaborative effort involving several police agencies, including the Nebraska State Patrol and the Wisconsin Division of Criminal Investigations. He says it's also another case of high-grade marijuana being transported to the area from a state where it is legal. Thompson appeared in Racine County Circuit Court today to face a charge of conspiracy to possess marijuana with intent to deliver. An agreement on base wages has been announced by the Racine Unified School District and Racine Education Association after weeks of verbal sniping by the teachers' union to what the district had been proposing.
The deal, which goes to the school board, includes step increases for years of service, level increases for advanced educational attainment for all eligible teachers, and the promise of future meetings on supplemental salary increases. Superintendent Lolly Haas in a news release says our teachers and staff deserve to have their salary increases determined and in place as soon as possible. This further indicates that the district is also ready to propose additional funding to provide the 1.62% supplemental increase for teachers at the top of their salary schedule, who are not eligible otherwise for step and level pay hikes, which she says thus ensures all teachers get a salary increase. I'm Tom Karkle, AM 1400 WRJN News.
On a 57-37 vote in Madison, the state assembly approves a bill that would allow the president of a school board to appoint someone to fill a vacancy on the panel rather than a vote of the full board if there's no agreement on a replacement. The measure, which now goes to the Senate, was crafted because the 8-member Racine School Board could not break a tie vote after 36 tries to fill the vacancy left by Lisa Parham's resignation a few weeks ago. The bill from Senator Van Wongard and Representative Tom Weatherston also requires a board policy on filling vacant positions. Emergency planning isn't just for severe weather, and it's a valuable tool for schools and businesses, not just for your home. On WRJN's Community Conversation this morning, Racine County Emergency Management Coordinator David Mack noted with schools, you have to include all the students and the potential need to move them or shelter in place if need be.
Racine Unified's in good shape. We've worked with them over the years. After the fire, we came in and did an after-action review for them. We've done drills with them, and so that's in good place. Make sure your workplace has an emergency plan. Make sure that they're doing some fire drills. Even if it's a small business, you know where your exits are and how to get out of there. And also, if there's a tornado warning, where would we shelter in place? If there's a chemical spill, how would we do that?
Mack says students can have mini emergency kits in their backpacks at school, including contact information, while parents should learn the emergency procedure at their child's school. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News. The AccuWeather forecast is coming up.